Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Well, canned heat bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're hanging out with me. And we got it's just you and me. I want to talk about something that I think is really important for you to pay attention to, something you really need to focus on, and that is the fact that a smartphone is as close to a magic wand or a lightsaber as exists outside the dimension of fantasy. The eMarketer is a research company, and they recently found that there are 130 million Americans who own one of these. In the year 2013, 130 million Americans will own smartphones. That company also found that they're projecting, I should say, that number will grow. The number of smartphone owners will grow by a third, to almost 200 million smartphones in America by 2016. Now, that's just about every American who isn't a small child or in a nursing home. Here's another way to say that. Essentially, every one of your customers and prospects. That's right. By 2016, anybody who's got two nickels to rub together to buy anything from you will own a smartphone. Now, what does that say about your business, about where you are right now? How are you? That ought to make you really excited or breaking out into a cold sweat right now. Let me say that another way. If your business isn't ready for mobile prime time, it's a dinosaur waiting to become extinct. Any questions? So here are two important first steps. I want to share these with you. Two important first steps so your business will avoid extinction by mobile. The first one, get your online information optimized for local search. Now this, you've heard me talk about this before. This is critical for any online strategy, your comprehensive strategy, all your full, overarching umbrella online strategy. You should have all of your information should be optimized for local search, but it's mandatory for mobile prime time, if you're going to be ready for mobile prime time, because mobile searchers, people with their mobile devices in their hand, are often trying to literally find a business, literally find it physically. So if I'm in Peoria and I'm hungry for pizza and you have a pizza party, you want me to find you when I do a local search, when I speak into my phone and say pizza in Peoria, you want me to find you on the first page of that local search. All right, so that's number one. Number two, decide whether to invest in a mobile site or a mobile app. A mobile site or a mobile app. Either one will get your business ready for mobile prime time. But here's the difference. A mobile app is a piece of software. It's a software application that downloads to and resides on your customer's smartphone device, their mobile device, whether it be an app or a tablet. The software itself downloads onto their hard drive. Here's the advantage. Downloaded information, like an article or a podcast or anything like that, can be used later even if they're not connected to the internet. Here's the disadvantage. Any updated information, like today's menu or discount, has to be downloaded into that app. And it takes longer sometimes than if you were using a regular web page. So here's what a mobile site is. A mobile site is your website condensed for the smaller screens. It's your regular URL. Whenever your regular URL, your website, is requested from a smartphone, the mobile site presents automatically with the most important elements and less graphics. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com on your smartphone and see what I mean. In other words, form follows function. Here are the advantages of a mobile site. Most mobile sites cost less than most apps to create, update, and maintain. And a mobile site icon looks just like a mobile app icon. It's very cool. Here's the disadvantage of a mobile site. Most mobile sites aren't as sexy as most mobile apps. And just like your regular website, a mobile site can't be used unless the device is connected to the internet. So think about that, folks. This is your decision: is should I have a mobile app? Should I have a mobile site? My company, we looked at both of these. We worked hard. We determined in my company that the products that we offer online, the information that we make available, the things our customers use, that we would be better off with a mobile site. Because not just because it was cheaper, although I like that part of it, but also because it was better for the kind of information we're delivering. You have to make that decision yourself. But here's Blasting Games ready for prime time rules of thumb. First one is, not all businesses need a mobile app, but every small business at least needs a mobile website. Number two, the second rule of thumb, get ready for mobile prime time or get ready for extinction. My friends, the age of the customer is being driven by customer expectations, and nowhere is this truer than with mobile. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's the great Santana to take us out. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.